This is edition number 2360 of Dairon's Journal, the Teignbridge Talking newspaper, bringing you the news from the Teignbridge edition of the Mid Devon Advertiser for the week ending Thursday, the 22nd of August. No copies of the Tynemouth Post or the Dawlish Gazette were available at the Advertiser office this morning. Hello, I'm Brian, and reading with me today are Lorna and Jenny, and our sound engineer is Doug. I've got just one general announcement this week. The RNIB tell us that Channel 4 has joined forces with them to create fully inclusive commentary for the Paralympics 2024, which start next week. There are 10 sports featuring athletes with sight loss, including blind football, goal ball, athletics, cycling, equestrianism, judo, rowing, shooting, swimming, and the triathlon. The RNIB has been campaigning to show how sport and physical activity can be made accessible for people living with sight loss with simple adaptations. They know the positive impact sport can have on people's lives and that people with sight loss can be involved in all types of sport and physical activity. Coverage of the Paralympics starts on Channel 4 next Wednesday, the 28th of August. The headline stories this week, very August stories generally speaking. The sad headline story in the Advertiser is crash claims third victim. There's a new harbour master for Tynemouth. And in Dawlish, a pram race was a big success despite rogue pub team. These stories will be on track 3 as usual.